You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm joined in studio now by Kate Lochte and Murray State's Dean of Libraries, Dr. Adam Murray. Adam, welcome back to Sounds Good.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Gentlemen, we're talking about a guy named Jesse Stewart, who was huge in American letters. Back in 43, 46, 49, he had huge publications, and he has a Murray State connection. But, Adam, I'd like you to kind of put his work in context.
Okay. Jesse Stewart was Kentucky's poet laureate. He apparently published over 2,000 poems, more than 60 books, a large number of short stories. And so he had a tremendous impact as a literary figure within Kentucky, but his works and his background really led him to have a large impact on public education within Kentucky as well. He was an educator and started his early career teaching in a one-room schoolhouse and eventually went on to help publish some works that guided educational reform within Kentucky.
That book that you're talking about in particular, that if our listeners Google Jesse Stewart, Google A Thread That Runs So True, mm-hmm. and it's apparently still being discussed in classrooms as a way to teach.
Right. Jesse Stewart's works actually ranged so far that this autobiographical work you're talking about, The Thread That Runs So True, helped, again, guide educational reform. And then his range of works that he published went all the way to children's books, which are still being used in classrooms as well. So a huge literary impact.
A chronology says that The Thread That Runs So True was selected as the best book in 1949 by the National Education Association. And in 46, The Man with a Bull Tongue Plow was one of the 100 best books in America and one of the 1,000 great books of the world. In 43, his book, Taps for Private Tussie, was a Book of the Month Club selection, received the Thomas Jefferson Southern Award as the finest Southern book of the year, and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer bought the movie rights, but they never made the movie. Sad.
Right.
We know him as an educator, a poet laureate, a prolific writer. How does Murray State fit in the life of Jesse Stewart?
Okay. And just like with many kind of great figures, there's always a story to tell there. And the story that's been told to me many times by people that were connected with this collection is that Jesse Stewart, during a visit here to the Murray area, had a heart attack. Jesse Stewart unfortunately suffered from several heart attacks over his life. And he had one while he was here in Murray. And the story that's kind of always told is that he was so impressed and so deeply appreciative of the care and concern that he received while he was here but in the Murray community and the degree to which the Murray community took care of him that led him to donate a significant portion of his collections, his manuscripts, scrapbooks, different items associated with his many and very wide works to the Murray State University and has been housed in the Pogue Special Collections Library.
When the Board of Regents of Murray State University meet, they meet in a big room at a big table, and all along the side of that room there are pictures and books about Jesse Stewart. That's
right.
That is the collection point.
The name of the room, in fact, is the Jesse Stewart Room that the Board of Regents meets in.
So this bulk of materials that Murray State had, I take it at one point, traveled across the state to Moorhead?
That's correct. Because Jesse Stewart grew up and spent most of his life in eastern Kentucky and really had very deep roots in eastern Kentucky, a significant portion of his manuscripts and collections and letters are housed at the Moorhead State University Libraries. And so for a five-year period, Murray State's collection was on loan to Moorhead State University, which is also close to the location of the Jesse Stewart Foundation. And there's a very rich research community in that area, of course, with him having such deep roots there. And so we were able to partner with them for them to have the collection on loan for 5 years for researchers to be able to come in and access stuff that they had never really had a chance to without having to travel here to Murray from far eastern Kentucky. So we were very glad to be able to work with the dean of the libraries there and their president. And this involved Dr. Randy Dunn and the president of Moorhead as well, because of such a literary figure, that they worked very closely together to make sure that everybody was comfortable with the arrangements and that it was able to benefit both universities.
So recently that loan period expired and they're back. To describe the content of what has returned.
Sure. So the collection includes some of his published books, things that have been signed by him. There are some scrapbooks. It's a very wide range, very eclectic mix of things that ended up being donated to university libraries here at Murray State.
Do the numbers in terms of the bulk of it. That's okay. Pretty impressive.
Right, yeah. Well, the total is around 100 linear feet of materials that we have.
You know, we non-librarians right. don't think in linear feet. That's so funny because I remember a while ago we were talking about contributing albums to the library, and you asked how many linear feet they would be. We were like, duh.
Yeah. When the boxes came back from Moorhead and we lined them up across the lobby of Pogue, then it reached from one side to the other and into the reading room. So it's a lot.
Good deal. What will happen next with these materials?
Sure. So the materials have been processed, but they haven't been processed using modern archival techniques. So we're going to, the folks in the Special Collections Library in Pogue are going to be going back through the collection, making sure that everything is taken care of in the most up-to-date preservation materials that is needed. Going through and just making sure that everything is in order and accounted for. And then we're going to be working and seeking a further partnership with Moorhead State University Libraries to figure out a way to digitize our collection and their collection and make sure that the boundaries of ownership are still very clear, but that for researchers and using technology to the utmost, that researchers would have hopefully a common portal, a common place that they would be able to go to, regardless of whether they're here in Murray or in eastern Kentucky or somewhere else in the world, to be able to access the very wide range of resources that Jesse Stewart published.
I know that retired English faculty from Murray State, Jerry Herndon, is one of the scholars very deeply involved in Jesse Stewart scholarship. Are there other scholars in our particular region who are pursuing more studies in Jesse Stewart?
I know that we have had some requests from the faculty in the English department to be able to access that, both for their research as well as for providing an invaluable collection for graduate students, having an opportunity to have hands-on exposure to being able to really go into some of the thought processes that Jesse Stewart used when he was writing some of his work. So I can't think of any names specifically offhand, but I know that we do have a number of researchers that are very intrigued with the collection and very happy that it's back.
What must one do to be allowed to touch mm-hmm. A special collection like this?
Right. The folks in Pogue have very strict protocols, and so they'll would especially like an appointment if there are specific things that anyone would be looking to look at, and they would probably set aside a little bit of a separate area for people to be able to look at anything like that. Depending on the nature of what it is, we may ask that they use gloves that would prevent oils from your skin from damaging the materials, and then care, being careful while you're doing it.
Yeah.
So that would be the general parameters.
While we're talking special collections, I can't waste the opportunity to ask you, what are the other stellar special collections mm-hmm. in Pogue? Because it's pretty much a landmark now.
Yeah. We actually have a very wide range of different archives of manuscript collections. We have the Irving Cobb collection, the Stubblefield collection, and then there are just a wide range of other, of course, the Forrest Pogue collection in and of itself is very important and is used very heavily by researchers into Mr. Pogue's incredible life that he lived. In addition to that, we have some very rare and some incredible materials that have just been accumulated in Pogue over the years, such as family Bibles, where you can look back and see family histories for, you know, hundreds of years in some cases. Things dating back to the Civil War, local history related to the Civil War era. So Poe really contains a vast treasure trove of one-of-a-kind and exceptionally unique items that really draw in researchers from all over the region, and really, in some instances, you know, from far beyond the region.
And Poe, within the last decade, I think, underwent a beautiful renovation in the main reading room. So it's not only content-wise beautiful, but as an ambiance and an educational environment, it sure is a pleasure, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very beautiful building.
Yeah. Adam Murray is Dean of University Libraries at Murray State University, and we sure do thank you for being with us today.
Thank you again.